In today's You Ask, I Answer, Kevin asks, how will AI change social media management in the next 2 to 5 years? I'm going to caveat this right up front. We have no way of knowing exactly what's going to happen in the next 2 to 5 years in AI. We had no idea in 2015 that shortly thereafter, in less than 18 months, DeepMind would be able to solve the computing needs around the game Go. And something that was projected to be 30 years away was in fact 18 months away. So, starting off with that caveat, let's remember what the three purposes of AI are, the three applications of AI, the three A's. It is acceleration, it is accuracy, it is alleviation. So acceleration, to get more work done or to do work faster. AI is really good at that. Accuracy, AI is really good at producing better quality work, especially at massive computational tasks. And alleviation, AI is really good at learning repetitive tasks. The more repetitive, the faster the machine can learn it, and the sooner we can offload that repetitive process to a machine. And these are not new, right? This has been the case for software for years and years and years. It is now only that AI is able to do this with some training on its own, as opposed to us having to explicitly spell out that. Now, consider what social media management is, right? How much of social media management is repetitive? The sourcing and curation of content to follow the 80-20 rule, very repetitive process, and very little human judgment is needed in order to find high quality content to share. That is something that can be automated today. The managing of influencers, the identification of influencers, all can be done using statistics and analytics. The running of advertising, again, something can be done using statistics and analytics. AI is already doing a tremendous amount of advertising management because it's called programmatic, where the machines just do it for us. Even things like crisis management and customer service in AI are things that, frankly, machines could do. If you go to a fast food restaurant's messages on social channels, the social channel of your choice, and look at the replies, there's going to be a long stream of, oh, we're sorry you had a bad experience, message us and we'll make it right, over and over again, with almost no variation, just this long litany of, hey, we're going to make this right. A machine could do that. You don't even need AI for that. You just write a very simple bot that just responds immediately to somebody when they complain. So, acceleration, accuracy, alleviation. Think about this. I often say in the keynote I deliver, if you do it with a template today, a machine can do it without you tomorrow. How much of social media fits inside an actual playbook, right? Here's your social media playbook. Your company may even have one. It may even be called a social media playbook. That's a template. That is a massive template. How much of your social media management fits inside the playbook? That's what AI will do. If it's in the playbook today, the machines will do it tomorrow. So the question I think Kevin and many others have is, okay, so what will I be doing if the machine's doing everything in the playbook? Well, it's all the stuff that's not in the playbook. That's what the humans will be doing. So that is the grand strategy and the integration of social media strategy to the overall business. Because remember, a lot of cases, social media strategy is still very simplistic because of organizational silos. If social media is not integrated into marketing and marketing is not integrated into sales and sales isn't integrated into service, then you end up with corporate social media goals like more followers. Well, that's easy. You don't need a human for that. In fact, if it's a simple number, that is ideal for a machine to take over. So integrating grand strategy, how do you integrate a social program into the overall ecosystem of the company? That is something that humans will still do. The nuances of human behavior and designing campaigns is something that absolutely humans will still do in the next 2 to 5 years, because machines can't learn that. The nuances of empathy and judgment and reason and cultural significance. Machines are not good at that today, and they probably will not get good at that in the next 2 to 5 years. They eventually will. They eventually will figure out how to manage those nuances as the training data sets get bigger and bigger. But for now, it's not likely to happen. in the next 2 to 5 years. And the overall connecting of the pieces and the designing of the architecture itself is something that machines will not be able to do in the next 2 to 5 years. And what I mean by that is how is the coordination of all these pieces. If you are a company looking at AI seriously, you are looking at it through a couple different lenses. What do we buy off the shelf and what do we build internally? In a lot of cases, companies are going to build the architecture, the strategy, and the pieces internally, and then get the off-the-shelf components they need to fill in the blanks for the things that they can't do. So, you know, your average mid-sized business and even some of your larger enterprises are not going to spin up a 100 million node compute cluster, right? You're going to go to a company like IBM for that because they can afford to do that, and that's not your core competency. But you will absolutely leverage the power of that supercomputer cluster in your overall marketing technology infrastructure. Likewise, if you look at a product like Watson Studio is a drag and drop modeling interface to help you build AI models. It is much, much simpler than almost everything that's come before it and makes it more accessible and faster for data scientists and computer scientists and eventually business users to be able to do on their own. That's something that a company will do internally. They will create the architecture, decide what they want the architecture to do, and then let different vendors integrate into that. So the social media manager's role will be to help the systems architects figure out, okay, here's our social media data sources, here's our overall corporate architecture of how we want to handle that data, and then here's the systems we're going to plug it into that will do all the processing, that will build the models, that will train, and then eventually connect to the social media systems and output a result. So that's kind of where the social media manager's role will be in being sort of the human glue among the different pieces to make a scalable, better quality social media program. Bear in mind that AI works best in situations where there's not a great human experience. So if your current human social media experience is terrible, AI is going to be able to replicate it really easily. If your social media, the experience that you give to customers and to your audience, is best in class and is so interactive, and you have true, real, in-depth conversations with people every single day, that's going to be much, much harder to automate than someone who just posts 5 times a day with links, never responds to anybody, ignores customer complaints. That can be automated out of existence today. So think about the quality of service you give as the, sort of the last metric of what a social media manager will or won't do in 2 to 5 years with the help of AI. If the experience you give today is terrible, today you can be automated out of existence. If the experience you give is so human and so best in class and so interactive, it's going to be much, much harder to replicate that. Some stuff will be, but the majority of it will not. So, great question, Kevin. Very interesting question these days as people start thinking, well, what will I be doing? As humans, we have to double down on what makes us human and commit to the best-in-class customer experience. Otherwise, a machine will be able to do the work for us and we won't be needed anymore. So, as always, please subscribe to the YouTube channel and to the newsletter, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care. If you want help with your company's data and analytics, visit BrainTrustInsights.com today and let us know how we can help you.